The first thing I look is at the puppet to see how tall it is. Some puppet are 5 feet tall, and I am 5 feet tall. So pretty much people can see me. Sometimes people want to give me a little tour, but I refuse. So I usually go in the size. But I thank God this pope is not that big, so people can see me today. Amen. I thank the Lord and I thank Pastor for the invitation today and the opportunity to present the ministry, to present of what the Lord is doing in Nova Scotia. Amen. It's a privilege to know that the Lord can use us over there and to see that we can reach the Spanish community. It's a lot of Spanish people that start they coming to Nova Scotia. Some coming for the fish industry, some coming as a carpenters, and some of these people that coming, they are to decide to stay in Nova Scotia, bring their family. Some of these people come for a good churches in Mexico, Peru, Dominica, but when they come to Nova Scotia, they don't find a good churches. In fact, there's no churches in Spanish. The only churches they can find in Nova Scotia is a Catholic church. So it's a need for Spanish churches and Spanish ministries around Nova Scotia. The message they have today, you might see the title a little weird, but that's the title that God gave it to me today. Is the title is The Call. So I don't know if you remember, but many years ago when the cell phones came, the cell phone was the only scan for phone call. And I remember when the cell phone came for the first time, it was a big one that you had to hold with your two hands, right? And now the cell phone, you can come out of the side just like that now. But in that time, the cell phone was only for calls. Now the cell phone the people use for video games, people use for Facebook, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes they don't even use for calls anymore. People more gradual to text or communicate by Facebook or wherever they are. But we see the reason why the cell phones came was because we need to call. And call is important. Sometimes when you want to call to Bell or Roger or Fido, if you want to add a plan, they usually answer to you right away, right? But when you want to cancel, they usually put you the little music. They usually say, can you wait in the music? And sometimes they transfer you to another music and another music. But we see the call is important. And the Bible also talks about some call for us. Some call that is not going to happen yet, and some call that every Christian should be answered. When somebody calls you, it can be an emergency call, we also run to answer the phone right away. Somebody called the police, somebody called to the men department, somebody called to any friend for help, we usually run to answer the call right away. But we see that also in the Bible talk about calls. And I want to talk about four or five different calls today, according to the Bible. And the first call doesn't happen yet, but the first call is a call that might be every believer and every Christian excited. That call doesn't happen yet, but the first call is one day we will be called to get out of here. Amen. One day we will be called to get out of here. If you open your Bible, 1 Thessalonians, you have to patient with my accents. I have a strong accents. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we will read the verse 16 to 18. Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall come up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Like I said, the first call is we will be called to be with the Lord. When the trump sound, we will be called up together with them in the crowds to meet the Lord with eternity, with our Savior, We are good Redeemer who died for us on the cross. That is something that should be every believer excited. Should be every believer, that's the hope that every believer have. That one day we will be with our Lord for the eternity. For the eternity. And the verse 18 that we just wrote talk about comfort your brother with this word. You can talk to your brother. Brother, just be ready for the call. Brother, the trump can sound any time. Brother, I know it's hard, but I let you know when the trump sounds, it's going to be great. I know it's not easy. Brother, just hold on. Keep going. Keep preaching. Keep being faithful to God. Keep being faithful to church. Faithful to the ministry the Lord has given you. Keep running the race and finish strong. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, say, know ye not that the which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize, so run that ye might obtain. Other words, giving all. And different words, not giving up. A good race takes sacrifice, sweat, pain. But when you get the prize, you realize that any sacrifice was worthy. Any sacrifice was worthy. I used to ride horses before. And as I told Pastor, that's my excuse to be a short man. A lot of people ask me, why are you short? Because I used to ride horses. Of course, that's not the race. My mom is short and my dad is short. And that's what I short. But I remember that any time I used to jump to the horse, it's only one tie come to my mind. It was a win. If you win, you get money. If you don't win, you don't get money. That was that's the way I used to do. You know, I win the race, I used to get money. But for me to be able to win the race, take a lot of sacrifice. I used to get up 4 in the morning to go for a jog. I used to jog 11 p.m. Sometimes I used to come home 1 in the morning. I used to start jogging. I used to put plastic bags in 3 pants and 4 jackets. Talk sacrifice, because I knew that any time I jumped to the horse, I had to give it all. So, Christian, we need to comfort you, brothers. Brother, just give it all. Brother, our Redeemer is coming. Comfort you, brother, with these words, to know that one day we go get out of here. We go one day. We go meet our Lord in heaven and be with him for the eternity. The second call is something that according we should be answered for the time we get saved. If we are truly saved, we should answer that call. We are called to live holy. It's a call that should be answered now right after salvation. 1 Peter 1:15. And we will read verse 15, 16, and 17. Amen. Amen. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's right, and be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of person judge according to every man's works, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. We are called to be holy. We are called to live holy in all ways of our life. Not just in the way that is convenient for us. You know what? It's easy for me to be holy in this area, but I struggle to be holy in that area. We are called to be holy in all our ways of how we live. With the people we hang out. With what people we hang out. How we talk, how we close, We represent the world here in the air. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, now we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ here. So we need to be careful with the people we hang out with, the cross that we wear, the way we talk around non-believers. And the influence we get from. A lot of people get influence for anybody else, but we don't get influence for the Word of God. We should be influenced for the Word of God. We should be influenced for the preaching from the Word of God. Psalms 101 says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Where does your influence come from today? It's come from the Word of God. It's come from the men of God who bring every Sunday the preaching to the Word of God. It's come from your godly parents. Where does your counsel come from? Also, we should be living holy how we think or what we put in our mind. When nobody sees you, when do your wife not see you, when your parents not see you on the cell phone looking at things, we should be living, we are called to live holy. We don't got to be careful at that why we put in our minds. We are called to live a holy life because our Lord is holy. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, if you open your Bible. For God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Unto holiness. For God have not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. I mentioned that when somebody calls you on the phone, like I said in the beginning, call is important, but sometimes we receive a call of a scam. Who had a call before? So a lot of people want your information, a lot of people want your SIG number, a lot of people want to talk to you. And that's the kind of call that we always try to avoid. I avoid the calls, but it's the same way for Christians. We need to avoid to answer the wrong call. Living no holiness is mean answer to the wrong call. Living to that way, listen to the wrong calls, talking to the wrong way, dressing to the wrong way, hang out with the wrong people, that means that we answer to the wrong call. But a Christian, we are calling to answer to the call on holiness. Answer a wrong call, that's a call that can destroy your life, can destroy your family, can destroy your church. But we know are called to answer the wrong call. We are called to live holy. Because God, your Lord, is holy. So we are called to live holy. That's the call we should answer to as well. And the verse 17 that we just read in 1 Peter 1:17, we can read again, 1 Peter 1:17. And if ye call on the Father, whom without respect of person judge according to every man's work past the type of your sojourning, hidden in fear. If we are saved, we are called, if we call him our Father, we know that one day we will stand before him. We will not stand here to be judged for our salvation. Our salvation is already paid off in the cross of Calvary. But we will be judged for our work. We will be judged for how we live. The Bible says in Psalm 128, once, blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walk in his way, mean knowing your way, knowing the way that we want to live, but in his way. And many believers, the day that we stand before the Lord, we will wish being living fearing the Lord. We are going to be wishing to be doing more for him, to be more busy for him. We will stand one day before the Lord and we will be judged for our works. Also, the Bible talks that we are called to have a fellowship with him. 1 Corinthians 1:9. First Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And how your relationship with him? We are called to have a relationship with him. How are you praying? How are you Bible reading? How are you study time with him? How are you assisting in the church? How your relationship with your brothers? How your relationship here? It's easy to know somebody who has a relationship with God when somebody is faithful to church. No, and you might see that wrong, but honestly, church, if your church is not important to you, not expect that to the church be important to your kids. A lot of parents say the kids, go to church, you need to go to church, you need to go to Sunday school, you need to go Wednesday. And the church growing just to be forced to go to church, but they're not seeing their parents. If the church is not important to you, not expecting to be important to your kids. If the Bible is not important to you, if you only grab the Bible when you come on Sundays, not expecting to the Bible, the Word of God will be important to your kids. If your prayer time, if your kids don't see your prayers at home, not expecting to prayers will be important to your kids. So how is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? And another important call, and I think one of the very important calls is we are called to preach the gospel. We are called to preach the gospel. And that's a famous verse too that everybody knows. It's Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go and ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's a great call for all believers. When you get saved, because somebody preached the gospel to you. Somebody preached the gospel to your dad. Somebody preached the gospel to your mom. Somebody showed John 3:16 to them. Somebody gets saved because somebody going and was obedient to the preaching of the gospel. A lot of people say, well, the preaching of the gospel is the pastor's job, and the missionary job. The preaching of the gospel, the commandment is for all believers, for us, and go and preach the gospel. We are called to preach the gospel to every creation, not only people who want to, not only people with money or people with a lot of cross or people with a higher status. God can bring to your life and God can bring to our church people that might feel uncomfortable to us. People can struggle with drugs or people with struggles with different cultures, people with different beliefs, people with different backgrounds, people with drug addiction. And we need to answer to the call. We need to answer the call and go and preach the gospel to them. We know our calling to judge who is getting saved or not. You know, in my neighborhood when I was a kid, I used to be a man who living in the street for 20 years. Naked, all black because his skin, living for 20 years just whatever the people used to throw food to them like a dog. And a lot of people say, well, that man don't have hope. That man never gets saved. How dare, not even God can save them. A lot of people say that. But I was a man, was a day the man saw him 20 years after, grabbed him, take him home, shower him, and preach the gospel. 5 years after, that man now is a pastor. But sometimes we are so easy to judge. We are so easy to say who is getting saved or not. We are called to preach the gospel to the people that the Lord bring our way, with truth or the word of God, when with grace and with love. That's the call for every Christian to preach the gospel. Doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter what language. Sometimes we are the last place they are trying. You know, a lot of these kids in this time, they're living for a broken families. Divorced families, alcohol fathers and drugs. They've been rejected from the old house. They're rejected for society, rejected for the school. And one day they say, let me try the church. I try everything. I've been rejected for everything. Why I not try the church? And they come to church, and sometimes they are rejected. Sometimes they are the last place they want to try. Sometimes they are the last place to try before they talk their lives away. But sometimes we're easy to judge. Sometimes we want to play the role of the Holy Spirit. But it's not your job to say who is getting saved or not. It's our job to preach the gospel to every people that God brings our way. And let me tell you, God sometimes will challenge us. God is going to bring people to our life and our church that is going to feel uncomfortable. But it's our job to preach to reach to them. They need the gospel. You know, let me tell you, that's something that I not told too many people. I remember when I moved to Nova Scotia 5 years ago, my neighbor was an old man. He came to introduce himself. And he said to me, let me show you the side of my property. What is you like? That's my property. And I think I was in Roche. I think I had things to do. And I just jumped to his trucks and he was talking to me. And the Holy Spirit started bugging me, preach the gospel to that man. Preach the gospel to that guy. Preach the gospel to that guy. I didn't listen. I said, well, you know what? I'm busy. Hoping that guy driving me home quick. I had things to do. But 2 days after, I found out that guy went to the hospital and never get out. He died. Because in my mind, I said, that guy's not going to listen. Oh, that guy's not going, he won't care. It's not for us to judge church who is getting saved or not. Our job is to preach the gospel. They need to get saved. And the last call is the more important call that everybody should answer. It is call for salvation. If you not are saved, just let me tell you that all these calls I just mentioned, you not apply to you. You can never answer all these calls if you not answer the first call. It's the call for salvation. Revelation 3:20, and that's a very known verse too as well. Revelation 3:20. Amen. The word of God said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. Some people in very churches, it happened in our church. There been people that have been coming to church for many years, months, many Sundays, hearing the gospel, hearing the message of salvation, hearing the good news of forgiving of sins. The salvation is available. The eternal life is available. The great news. The hearing the call. The Lord knocking at the Lord. They are under conviction. But they no answer to that call. They no answer to that call yet. They think that they still have a long time. They believe that they still have many years. But let me tell you that one day you will not hear that call anymore. One day you will die. And if you die without a savior, you go to hell. If you be coming to this church for a long time and you want the conviction, you better get saved. If you're hearing that knocking at the door and calling you, you better answer now. But let me tell you that if you answer that call and you get saved today, the first call applied to you. When the trump sound, you be get out of here. You will be with your Lord and Savior to the eternity. But if you don't answer that call, you will be in hell. What are you waiting for? So as a church, we are called to live a holy life. We are called to have a relationship with the Lord. But also we have a call to preach the gospel. Are you answering that call today? Let's go pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to open your word, Father, and preach what you have in my heart for the church today, Father. You know, Father, I have it, all the messages prepared, Lord, but that's what you have in my heart, Father. I don't know who needed the message, but I thank you for that, Lord. I pray, Father, Lord, that if anybody is not saved today yet, if everybody is under conviction, Father, they can get saved today, Father. If anybody, Lord, not living a holy life, Father, or anybody not preaching the gospel, you help them, Father. I pray, Lord, for you bless everybody here today, Father. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.